This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 386 for Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Wednesday, seeing a correction after climbing to its highest levels of 2024 earlier in the week. Canola down 7 to over $10, July down 10.40 at $656.70 per ton. Widespread rains across much of western Canada contributed to the selling pressure as drought concerns ease across much of the prairies. Increased farmer selling after the recent run-up in prices also weighed on values, as did the continued lack of significant export demand and expectations for large carryout stocks. Chicago soybeans were weaker on the day, putting spillover pressure on canola, although European rapeseed was higher. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, with positioning ahead of Friday's monthly USDA supply-demand report behind some of the activity. Soybeans thought to be due for a correction after climbing higher in recent days, the July contract down 18 cents at $12.27 per bushel. Average trade estimates ahead of Friday's report call for increased U.S. soybean production and ending stocks next year, with the projected carryout as much as 100 million bushels above the 339 million bushels expected for the current marketing year. While rains have slowed spring seeding in parts of the U.S., farmers should make good progress over the next few weeks with that moisture beneficial for production in the long run. Heavy flooding in Brazil delaying the last of the soybean harvest there remained somewhat supportive. South American production estimates will be followed closely in Friday's report, as the USDA is still thought to be overstating the size of Brazil's soybean crop. Corn futures lower on the day, down 8 cents in the July contract at $4.58 per bushel. U.S. corn ending stocks are also expected to be higher next year. Wheat, it was pressured by continued profit-taking after recent gains. Minneapolis spring wheat down 16 cents in the July contract at $7.02 per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents in July at $6.48 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 8 cents in the July contract at $6.34 per bushel. Improving conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop weighed on prices after recent rains, but concerns with the state of Russia's wheat did provide some support, with frost damage reported in two key wheat-growing regions of the country. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 8th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.